KFYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Visit CapturedPrey.com today for all your import and third-party Transformers needs, and save even more through the Captured Prey Loyalty Program. You can also save on shipping on domestic orders of $150 or more. See website for details. CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. Mega Toy Fan. Maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com for all your vintage toy needs. You can also find Mega Toy Fan at popular robot and toy conventions year-round. Minimize your costs and maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com.
In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stones.
Perceptia here. Welcome to Transformers for your listening pleasure. TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. Now, where did I put that chorus stop?
Ratchet, will you take the chorus stop?
Transformers! Defenders of truth! Robots who fight in disguise!
What's up, everybody? An unprecedented move by TFYLP. We have started at 9 o'clock on the dot. This week's episode, we're talking convention exclusives. And I am joined today by Headmaster Don.
Hey, buddy.
By Hang.
Hey, how's everybody going?
By Jim Maroney Prime.
It's true. All of it. Even the part where Luke kisses his sister.
And by Megamus himself. So we're going to dive right into this. Being that we're talking convention exclusives, the hot topic right now was on everybody's mind because we're right in the middle of the BotCon 2016 box set reveals, which is the theme Dawn of the Predacus, which so far they've revealed four figures, all Combiner Wars molds. So we're going to just start in on them, see how, you know, get everyone's opinions on them, maybe do a little talking on how we feel about this set, feel about its cohesiveness, and take it from there. So I'm actually going to pull up the very first one. Now, this one was revealed probably about a month ago now. Sorry, I got a hair in my mouth.
Dogs.
Who let them out?
Supposed to shave them first.
That is Dawn of the Predacus Agent Ravage. So what are you guys thinking about this? How do you guys feel?
So ugly.
I'm feeling shades of Alternator Ravage, the first one. Not bad. I'm just saying that's the first thing that popped in my head when I saw that. Or X9.
I actually really like it. I know a lot of folks aren't really all that crazy about Ravage being a car again, but like Don said, Alternator's Ravage is heavily inspired here, having the car mode in the Panther head, which also harkens back to of course the Beast Wars incarnation. And it's also nice too because the car shape, like if you look at it from the top down, is kind of cassette shaped a little bit. But that's kind of grasping at straws there. But I really like it.
I have to say, the car mode looks fantastic, and I don't really mind Ravage being a car. But if you look at his robot form, and then with this really weird Panther head sticking out, it just looks really ugly. And if I ever get it, which I'm not saying I will, I would just leave it in vehicular form or combined form.
I'm totally going to bend it over and make some kind of weird-looking Panther out of it.
You always go straight to bending things over, Jim. Straight to it.
Well, really, though, I mean, just rotate the waist 180 degrees and bend the knees backwards, flip the robot feet up, and you pretty much have back legs. I don't know, Grass.
I'm waiting for Megamist to say something.
He doesn't have to.
So this is these are mock-ups. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. So I figure the head is probably photoshopped right there onto it. So I'm not gonna criticize the head too much. I really hope that's what it looks like, because it looked exactly like Beast Wars Ravage's head, just straight on. But Beast Wars Ravage didn't turn into a panther at all, so it doesn't bug me that he turns into a car. You know, only had his robot mode, and he only turned into a cassette.
He mass shifted the hell out of being a cassette.
Exactly. So
CG at his best. CG at his greatest in that last sequence.
I'm not too concerned with him being in a car. I really like this because, I mean, he like Don said, he's Battle Ravage, and while Battle Ravage was not the Ravage we wanted when Alternators came out, I still thought he was really cool, because he was supposed to be more that Beast Wars Ravage, and so I'm. You know, this figure is, I think of the four we've seen, this figure is the figure that I want the most. Even though it is the breakdown mold. Because breakdown.
What is everyone's hatred for breakdown? Like, seriously.
Have you have the mold, right?
Yeah. I don't hate it. It's actually pretty decent. It's just like, it looks really blocky.
It's
robot
mode. It's the funky hips. I feel like I can never get him to where his hips don't look like they're misaligned. Like he's standing really like in like, I don't know, like a hip thrust, sort of like he should have his hip cocked up and one of his hands on his waist, you know.
So you're saying he's Black Dynamite as a robot.
Exactly.
I've not really had that much of an issue with the hips. You just have to, you know, just push them both up and out at the same time, so they're pretty well even. Not that. I actually wasn't going there with that one.
Right,
started laughing.
You're being so tame with all these setups that Jim is giving you.
I was just waiting for you to ask me. You never asked me. You never asked me if I like it, hate it, what. I'm sitting over here just waiting my turn.
Brett,
how do you feel about it, Brett?
I liked it until Jim opened his damn mouth. Okay, now Brett. What I can think of is like, you know, he wants to bend it over and he's talking about head and how the hips, you know, like spread apart. How can I like this toy? I hate it.
Brett, how do you position your hips then?
Not near you.
Okay.
It looked like you went on a retrieval run.
I did. I was actually looking for the X9 Ravage, which I have, and shit, it's around here somewhere. I was just going to show how it's supposed to look. It's not supposed to look like that. Don is right. That's not what it's supposed to look like. And hell, I can't find it around this place. So
you can never find anything in that place.
Only because you dreamt it, you know, told me ahead of time. I got a couple, but I can't find anything in here. There's so much crap and stuff in this room. It's unreal.
So what do you mean by it's not what it's supposed to look like? You mean the head?
The head's the only thing that looks right.
Yeah.
I mean, we can go through the whole, let me pull it up and do the Google search, and you can see the pictures. Everyone's seen the daggone
thing.
Well,
I'm just wondering what you're...
You know, I mean...
Yeah. I'm wondering what Bill is wrong about it.
I think they could have picked a better vehicle mode. Like, they could have picked a better mode for it, really. It's not the mode I would consider sleek.
As far as the robot mode, it looks to me like they tried to take the colors from the Ravage on the show and apply those as best they could to the breakdown mold.
Yes. I mean, it's a good effort, but, I mean, this is Ravage.
Yeah.
This is what X9 Ravage looked like. And, yes, they just used the Cheetor mold. But it worked. It really worked. It looked good.
I really like
the figure.
It's not too far off, actually. Just the legs are blocking.
It's really, really close. About the only thing that you could really gripe about is the front legs right here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, other than that...
Yeah, and I think this figure or this mold was chosen over like one of the other Stunticons because it sort of has more of those Beast Wars proportions. It's got the lanky sort of arms. I think the only big thing is his really huge bottom legs, but he's got a smaller profile and robot mode.
Yeah. In all seriousness, I do like it. I think it's going to be one of the more solid figures of the set.
It's definitely the one I want the most. I mean, I don't have a DX9, and I'm really sad about that. I need to get one. I don't know why I haven't. But,
because they're very, very cheap.
Well, that's all. You're just too cheap.
And also, they're not cheap.
Well, it's one of those things where as a kid, I always looked at it, but it was way too expensive. And now that I can't afford it, I've forgotten that.
Well, unfortunately, at TFCon Charlotte, which was just this past weekend, we at Mega Toy Fans sold one. So you could have picked one up there. If it's and buts.
Ifs and buts. Regret that for the rest of your life. I regret it.
Which I was actually, Don and I probably got a few things to talk about that show, but that's not in the lineup right now. We're going to talk about the new stuff first.
Right.
And then we'll talk about that.
All right. So the next reveal was this guy, Tarantulas, which I feel, maybe up until just recently, was the most divisive.
I think it works really well.
Is there any way that I can go before Jim before he skews my opinion?
I didn't go into detail.
It's too late.
It doesn't matter. I liked it. Now I don't.
Okay, I like it except... Now go.
I like it except that Jim does. There you go. Now, I look at it, and I thought that the design was neat. I don't know if it really, really fits Tarantulas. But I like it. I do like, especially the robot mode. I do like it. It's more so the vehicle mode just doesn't kind of fit his personality, in my opinion.
I think
to me, he's more stealth. He's more scientific. He's more mad scientist type thing, not SWAT van.
I think you sort of got to imagine it as not being a large vehicle, but being a smaller vehicle. The problem is that he's based off of a character that we've seen as a SWAT van, right?
So that's what I'm saying. So you already got a preconception on it. That's what I mean. Maybe a smaller figure.
I think
more,
the shape
maybe
of it,
even more lanky.
Yeah. Well, I think the shape of it, and then it's got, of course, it's got multiple wheels. Mm-hmm. Sort of lends itself to his transmetal
multiple
figure.
Legs. Yep.
Yeah, he sort of has just that he's really a spider is really nothing but a big oval.
But the only thing that gets me is when he was a transmetal, where he had that vehicle mode that was very fast.
Yeah.
And that kind of goes against this six-wheel vehicle.
I agree.
But I'm looking into it a little bit more. I got more Beast Wars knowledge than maybe that needs to be to underappreciate this. But that's just what I was looking at. Do I think it's bad? No. I like it, but I probably would have chosen a different figure.
Well, I will say this. Since they just came out with the subscription service Tarantulas that was the Retgar mold, they were probably looking at something as opposite as possible with what they had to work with, so that way the subscription service people wouldn't be like, well, you know, I'm getting the same character in the same, you know, almost the same thing. So I can see where they were probably looking at trying to make it as different as possible based on the molds they had to choose.
I agree with that, but let me ask you this much. Can anyone else figure out why they picked the motorcycle?
Because of the transmetal alt mode.
Correct. Transmetal alt mode had two wheels. Mm-hmm. It was a motorcycle.
But, you know, I'll go motorcycle. But of all the molds they could have picked, the Rook mold is probably one of the strongest molds of any of the waves so far. I've not run across anybody that does not like that mold. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's that.
Stand Jim, you like that mold?
Maybe. I don't know.
I hate it.
It depends on
someone.
It depends on if you like it or not.
I'm just going to go opposite of you.
I like the Rook mold except for the hands. I don't like the hands, and he's got Rook's hands. But you know, one of the big contentions I saw about this character is everyone was saying he was too bulky. And I think a lot of people forget that at least season one, Tarantulas, in the show, he was portrayed with all upper body bulk. Now, his legs weren't as thick as this character's, but he was not a lanky character.
Hang on.
Yeah, plus with him being the secret police, you know, there's times in which he would probably have to just break down doors, go through walls. You know, he would need to be you know, because, again, if they are the smaller Predacons on a Cybertron that still has Autobots and Decepticons on it, he's going up against bots 5, 6, 7 times his size. So, again, depending on how the fiction says it, he might have to have this kind of body for what the work he's in.
All right. This is the Transmetal Tarantulas. Of course, not the one you know of, but the proportions are the same.
Yeah.
And he looks very bulky at the top.
Your Tarantulas has red legs?
My Tarantulas has red legs, and it is hand-painted, so, but yes. Pre-production. But it's the mold's the same.
I want to come over to your house and see all the cool Beast Wars things.
Big up here. Little bitty, you know, weightlifter legs. You know, little bitty legs. Big upper body.
But
that's kind of what you have there.
Yeah, but I will say, Tarantulas has always been one of the most colorful Decepticons, or Predacons, I should say. And being able to use his paint on the Rook mold, it looks pretty. I love the color layout. I love the little bit of orange here and there. I think at least we're getting a colorful character out of it.
I think it looks amazing.
He dropped his gun.
The colors are excellent. I was I kind of half joked on our Facebook page that I would love to see this all Transmetal chrome.
Yeah.
Well, plus don't forget, with it being the Rook mold, he'll be able to use the Combiner Wars hands and go super punch mode.
Hulk hands. or would that be the Beast Wars version of the punch of kill everything?
Oh, that'd be so good. We really need one in a new franchise.
Yes, we do.
Considering the fact that it never actually kills anything.
Well, no, not in a kid-friendly show.
Except for his teammates.
I have to agree with Don. I think the main problem they had was because I actually didn't know the subscription had the Rekgar repaint version. I only found out because I was playing Transformers Tactics. And I think the motorcycle was a lot better, but because they're going with this theme where they have to put Tarantulas in, they decided to go the other way. I mean, if they wanted to make the set a six-figure set somehow, it would have been nice if it was the Legends Groove repaint.
I think they probably will.
Yeah, I mean, there's no... It depends on who the center is. But we'll get to that.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and call it now. Just my speculation off the top of my head that they're going to use the Hotspot and or Onslaught mold, probably the Onslaught mold more than likely, being that the chest would, I would think, have the ability to house the Groove mold, the motorcycle mold, as the chest plate. Because you would need a little minion that would be able to represent, like, Tarantulas' little bugs that he had. And I think that would be perfect to accompany that set.
I disagree. I think it's going to be the Silver Bowl and or Cyclonus mold because Tripredicus has wings.
Oh, so he doesn't have a Red Bull. Okay, gotcha.
And because I don't necessarily – I think with their history of, like, sea creatures – you know, when it comes to the club, their history of the Beast Wars characters that were sea creatures have all used flying characters molds. And so I'm thinking.
See, I thought about that too, but the odd man out right now would be Sea Clamp, right? And we don't have any lobsters, or it was lobster, right?
Yeah, he was a prey fisher.
Yeah, we don't have any of those with claws like that in Combiner Wars in any of those molds. And I'm thinking, if you maybe wanted to go with the wings route, probably the closest we would come would be like on the Onslaught mold, the Bruticus chest plate, how it kind of has the wing features to it on the sides.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just sort of being hopeful because the thing I love about the Tripredicus mold is that he has a really awesome splayed wings behind him.
Yeah.
And so I kind of want him to invoke that in the box set. But we'll move on because we're sitting here talking about Tripredicus, being that it was called Dawn of the Predicus and we had two Tripredicus agents, it was pretty much obvious that the next things that were going to get revealed was the Tripredicus Council itself. And so the next one revealed was General Ramhorn.
Oh my God. The complaining. Mm-hmm. The epic complaining.
I did not hear any of this at all, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a drill bit. Mm-hmm. And that's a red tank. So
make an awesome drill horn.
Make an awesome nose cone.
Nah, screw that. I want Leo Kaiser.
Yeah.
That might be next block on.
I want drill bit and I want drill nuts.
But you wanted these mutts.
Oh. I'm personally on this one, the Tripredicus Council, we only saw them in shadows. We had vague outlines of it. It was kind of like early silhouette showing for figures. It's like their entire appearance in Beast Machines is basically a silhouette showing for upcoming figures, if you look at it that way. I don't hate it. I don't love it. His shadow could have been anything. So, I mean,
they were actually shown almost completely in Beast Wars. But the thing is, each character was pretty much all red with a gray cloak on.
Yeah.
Now I'm fine with that. I always took that as the red lights in front of them, but someone brought it up to me that they did shine the light on them and they were still red.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm fine with them being red, but if there's a favorite figure that I don't want to really ever get rid of from Beast Wars, it's my Tripredicus. I love Tripredicus. And so I really kind of hoped that the Tripredicus Council would be more attuned to the toy colors than really to the show colors. But I understand what they're going for here, and I really like that we're getting show Tripredicus Council. And Ramhorn, of all of them, being red makes plenty of sense. And being a drill tank, it really sort of fits perfect with him being a beetle. Eventually.
Bad beetle tank.
So I mean, I really like this. And the head sculpt, if that's what the head sculpt ends up looking like, it looks straight out of the show. And I'm perfectly fine with that. Ramhorn, of all the figures of the Tripredicus Council, or of the Tripredicus figure, has the crappiest head. Like some crazy bug eyes with he's basically the South Park version of Canadians as a toy.
Okay.
Their head splits in half and just sort of bobbles.
I don't know either.
I'm not gonna ask.
You guys have never watched South Park?
I haven't watched it in many, many years. The last thing I watched was the movie when it came out, and that was it.
The last one I watched, I think they killed Kenny.
The last one I watched had Mel Gibson in it.
Hey, Brett, what do you think of this?
It's red.
It's very red.
There you have it.
Told you
it'd
make a good drill horn. That's all I'm going to say.
Can you feel the hatred inside?
No, I mean, that's like I said, I'm from the neutral planet. I have no strong feelings either way for this figure. So
It looks fine. It's fine. I just look at it what it can be.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Well,
and seeing as they're all about the reuse of molds, hey, that's a freebie.
Yeah. South Park Canadians.
Oh, send the residuals my way.
Yeah. I forgot. Yeah, they were in the South Park.
Yeah. See, when you said the head split in half, I was thinking this way. You know, just side. No.
Yeah, I thought it was like aliens coming out.
I knew exactly what he meant, but I wasn't going to comment.
So the fourth reveal, I think, will be that one.
Armada Red Thrust. Armada Red Thrust. That's all I'm saying, man.
See, now, everybody can be a member of the Red Thrust Club.
I think that's the problem with it being all red. See, I think I would rather, like, of all the characters that you saw, I felt like he was maybe the most gray in the show. And so I kind of would like maybe a little less red. Because he looks like Armada Starscream in vehicle mode. And, it's just hard to get past that. Like,
it's not pleasing you guys, I swear.
I think it was a perfect choice.
It's aesthetically not correct. I want it more cohesive. Then you make it cohesive. Oh, it's too red.
I think
here's the thing I'm looking at. Now, I mentioned this on Twitter, is how since it's being presented as a set, I think we really cannot get a good feel for this on how it's going to look until we get the torso piece, see the colors, and maybe a shot, even if it's just a CGI shot of what the final will look like. Now, I'm a tiny, tiny bit wondering how it's going to look with the red of Ramhorn, the red of
Cicadacon.
Thank you.
Cicadacon.
And the black of Ravage, which will work against him with the black highlights he's got, and then Tarantulas with your purples and your oranges. I'm just mentally, until we get that torso, I cannot get a good mental picture of what this is going to look like.
Well, if they're following the theme of the Tripredicus Council, then it's reason enough to believe that it's going to be based on the council member that would be C-Clamp, and right, he is also all primarily red. I mean, the whole council was primarily red in the show. Right. Now, see, I don't hate this figure. I love all this. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to love it. I'm going to hold on to it. It's the Tripredicus Council with Tripredicus Council heads, and so I'm totally cool with that. I am slightly disappointed, like, that this doesn't come with the powdered wig head sculpt.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a Megatron head, just out of curiosity?
No,
That is the regular Combiner Wars head that came with
the... Yeah, this is just a straight, what is
paint.
His name?
So they didn't change the head? Because the head looks a bit...
No, this head's not unique. This is this is stock.
So they're probably saving that other head mold for the torso head and the combiner head, probably.
That's one thing I was going to point out is here on the little excerpt on the Ravage, it said the Bacon Convention set. Where's that? Hang on, there it is. It will feature 5 all new head sculpts utilizing the amazing Transformers Combiner Wars action figures. Being that 3 of them already have new heads and this one doesn't, that lends itself to suggest that probably the torso will have a new head, or the combiner will have a new head, or both.
So I would hope that, I mean, this head right here fits is close enough to that head with the powdered wig that I don't need the head with the powdered wig. I would want the C-clamp analog to have a new head, and then I would want the Predicus figure itself to have a head that evokes the Tri-Predicus figure from Beast Wars. That's what I would want. So hopefully that is head number 5.
Now, one thing I want to bring up is, again, I was talking about this on Twitter last night. I just want to bring this up, both a positive and a negative, just to get it out there. One, I think that this is – now, y'all may agree or disagree. You know,
so
but I believe this is definitely a year in which we're looking at Funpub wants to do a Beast Wars homage set, but the molds of being made available to them are Combiner Wars. Mm-hmm. So I believe everyone needs to take this into account because, again, they have to use the molds that they're given the access to. So there's that. Okay, I'm just trying to point that out. The other thing, this was pointed out to be about to me from somebody from XV from RFC, that there are other things they could have done. For example, they could have done with next year. I know it's a Beast Wars year, but they could have also done it as a RID. It's the 15th anniversary of Robots in Disguise. So they could have used Hotspot to get the Fire Convoy that we've seen Kit Bash before. Mm-hmm. And they could have had Godfire Convoy instead of being Optimus and Magnus. He would have been a combiner with Sideburn, Prowl, X-Brawn, and maybe Magnus from the Rook mold.
Prowl 2, perhaps? Because we've already got a Prowl?
Possibly. I'm not sure how that would work. I'm just saying
that. Isn't that a rights issue? That's okay. A rights issue. That's why that's never going
to
happen.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, I just wanted to point out that there, now that I've seen what other things could have been done, I'm kind of wishing some of those could have been done too. So I just wanted to point out a positive and a negative just to get that out there.
I mean, I would have bought that, but really, see this, I'm a Beast Wars fan, so this set is, even the things I would comment on and criticize, it's a criticization of what I would prefer.
A criticization?
That was a word that I just made up on the spot.
Okay, well, it works.
Criticism?
Yeah. But it's not. I'm not saying that any of these are bad. I like these, and I want these. Like, I'm definitely getting these. I'm going to BotCon. I'm just saying, if they want, I would double dip on these. And if they made Ramhorn, Cicadacon, and C-Clamp in their toy colors as a show exclusive, I would not hesitate to buy it.
Right. Here's a question. The image, the screen cap that you're sharing right now says Predacon General Cicadacon. Yeah. However, the one I have that's also a BotCon thing, but it's on TFW, says Predacon General Cicadon. Cicadon. And even the story on TFW lists both names in the title, so I'm wondering which it will actually be.
I pulled these straight off of BotCon's website.
Right, so, right. Yeah. But this is from the press release. So I'm wondering if maybe there might be a discrepancy as far as the name, because maybe they're still trying to get the trademark for it, or how that's going to work. The official image even has Sikia on it, but on yours it says Cicadacon, so that's kind of confusing. Or is what the final name's going to be?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I saw pictures of it with the with that name, but.
Well, I can screen share. Give me just a second.
That's interesting. Maybe it was up in the air.
Share.
I have to admit, and I think it's already been mentioned. I kind of wish that it was following the toy colors, because he'd be great in green.
He would be great in green.
But I know they're following the cartoon colors, don't get me wrong. But yeah. I kind of wish it was green, and I'm like, oh, that'd be so nice. Oh.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I will double dip on these things.
I gotta say, one thing I'm really digging on this Cicadon or Cicadacon, whatever,
is the detailing on the wings that's supposed to be reminiscent of like the veins, whatever, in like the bug wings.
Yeah.
And they have those as part of the designs on the wings, and I'm loving that.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of the spiderweb pattern from G2 Air Raid as well. That's what that's. Mm-hmm.
It would be amazing if they could do those wings in a translucent, like, yellow cream color, like Cicadagon's wings.
Not without
translucent plastic is so fragile.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'd put up with it just for it.
Yeah.
You'd put up with the breaking of the wings right in front of him for that.
In the package, unopened even, they'd be broken.
Yeah.
It'd be Black Zarek over again.
Yes, windows and canopies and maybe light piping is the only thing translucent plastic should ever be used for.
I got cases of Beast Wars figures behind me with translucent wings that are just fine.
Give it time.
Well, I think
20-year-old figures by now. If time is already against them.
Well,
to be fair though, Cicada, the original Tripodicus one. The wings are transparent and they hold really well together.
Yes, and they look so cool.
I haven't had a problem with them at all.
So, so we already started speculating on them, but C-Clamp is the only final logical progression here of who the next character is. And I've seen a lot of people saying, well, it's obviously got to be the hotspot. The hotspot bludgeon mold or whatever.
Onslaught.
Onslaught mold. But my argument still is that they're already doing bludgeon. And because Tripredicus, I think one of his most standout characteristics of Tripredicus is his wings, mm-hmm. that they're going to use the silver bolt mold.
Here's a question, though. On the original Tripredicus, wasn't it Cicadacon's wings that were those wings in the combiner?
It was. Cicadacon made the whole upper torso, C-clamp the bottom, and Ramhorn the arms.
And together they were a god-awful nightmare.
Yeah. But if the entire... If three of the five are red, then what's it matter? If it's Cicadacon or C-clamp.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead, Aang.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that with something with the name C in it, you kind of hope it'd be a water-based item, but nothing in the Combiner Wars stuff looks like, well, except for the hot spot mode because it's a fire truck. So I guess that's why everybody's just assuming that's going to be it.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to comment on is the name C-Clamp and the lack of water-based alt modes. In reference to that, I'm guessing they'll probably, instead of calling C-Clamp like S-E-A, they'll probably use like the letter C, like C-Clamp or something of that nature.
Well, now, in my head, this works, but it may not work in practice. Okay. But for Hotspot and Onslaught, you could kind of take the legs, split them apart, and kind of make them look like claws, kind of.
Okay.
Sorry, what? Which mode?
The Hotspot and the Onslaught. The legs can pull apart and then bend at the knees, and you can maybe position the toes a little bit.
I guess with a double action, like, elbow.
Yeah, it would kind of look like a sea creature if they... I don't know. It's just something that just popped in my head.
Maybe, but if you do that, you'd still have the ladder and all that, so you might as well just go ahead and make it a Scorponok.
You very well could. See, the only thing I was... I also think that if you're thinking like the Tripredicus head, I'm thinking it would fit better in Silverbolt's chest cavity than it would be sitting on top of his vehicle mode.
Yeah. I just hope we do get the extra combiner head, because the Thunderwing head is what turned me off of getting the next subscription services. I just didn't care for that head and that head and torso. I didn't want the Mayhem Squad to be Thunderwing. I wanted them to be Thunderwing. Is just kind of, to me, is a cool character on his own. But I'm thinking Marvel G1 is what I'm thinking of. I just didn't want to see his combined mode be a Thunderwing-ish thing.
I swear we've had this conversation before.
I thought that was the coolest part. Pretty much the coolest part of them is that they all became Thunderwing.
Yep. But hopefully by this time next week, we'll know the final answer to the torso, and we'll see what the fan reaction is then.
Club, I'll buy them all in toy colors as well. Give me both.
Oh, is it next week? Is it next week's where we'll get the final one?
Well, I mean, they've done about one a week for the last couple of weeks.
I can't remember. Has it been one a week, or has it skipped a couple of weeks?
It's averaged about every 6 days, except for CicadaCon. That this has taken 7 days since Ram.
So then we should hopefully see it by
about next week. Four or five days-ish. Middle of next week.
It could be the Moto Master mode. That would be hilarious if they use that instead.
Just a spider in our speculation.
They're like, boom. That's what you get for speculating.
Yep. And then the parts of the cab that open up for the chest would actually be the wings on the back, and it'd be all kinds of weird.
No, they'd now, be those are the claws. They have shapes of the claws in the inner section of the chest.
Oh, there you go.
Now the cool thing is just I know we got another topic to talk about here. It was related, but the add-ons for this set could be really, really interesting if they stick to Combiner Wars figures, or if they get other molds to sort of have a variety in the set. You know, because I could see a two-pack being the breakdown or dead end mold being Cheetor and Tigatron as a homage to the 06 set.
That
are you talking about the extra stuff? The
add-on stuff. You know, that show exclusives. You know, they could go more Combiner Wars stuff. They could do, you know, from other. They could maybe use some RID molds. They could use, you know, who knows.
Well, here's something that I've only realized just earlier this morning when I was actually thinking about this set and you know what the torso could be, and I got thinking we already technically have a Magnaboss to go against this Triperticus combiner. In Combiner Wars, we have Silverbolt, we have Prowl, and we have Ironhide. We just need to figure out the other two odd Autobots or Maximals, whatever. But otherwise, we fundamentally have a Magnaboss already without realizing it.
So, oh my goodness, I just need an Optimus painted as Optimus Primal, and then Mirage as Cheetor maybe.
Well, heck, you could change the colors on Battle whatever Optimus, tweak them slightly, and be Lyo Convoy.
Yeah, that's, you could.
That's possible.
Or even Lyo Convoy Jr., when you think about it, because that's what the Beast Wars second version of.
But that would be based on the Prowl mold, though, right? If it was.
Yeah, but he was the main body with.
Well, as far as Magnaboss goes, we've already got, if you want to do it, Silverbolt as the torso. Because he's a combiner torso as is.
Well, I was thinking if you made Silverbolt one of the Aerialbot limbs, then you could have the Prime as the Lyo Convoy torso.
A jet with a wolf head. Love it.
Silverbolt.
Hey.
They could just use the head that they're using for Ravage and change the colors. It could kind of work.
What if they threw us a complete and total curveball and took the Ravage and repainted it into another BotCon exclusive and did Tigatron?
Well,
could that work?
Oh, if they did him as Transmetals Tigatron, that would be awesome.
The one that came out with the RC.
Yeah, so we might as well transition to the next topic, which is we're going to talk about past exclusives. And so if they did that and homage one of the, I think, very first BotCon exclusives. I don't think it was the first, but it was a very early BotCon exclusive way back when, which was that Transmetals Tigatron, which that would be amazing if they did them in white and blue.
It was 99, wasn't it, Brett?
No, the Tigatron from the X9 mold was 2001 because he came out with RC.
Okay.
Was this a repaint of something? I don't remember this mode at all. I remember the RC, but I don't remember the Tiger.
Yeah, the same year that John and Carl tormented me with the Transmetal RC because they knew they knew 2 years prior we were getting that year, but they never told me. The DX9 Ravage was repainted into Tigatron, Transmetal Tigatron, and that took place in the same comic continuity as Primal Prime, Transmetal Air Razor, fighting up against the reborn Tarantulas that was in the Fox Kids colors.
Here you go.
Yeah. Yeah. It works just really, really nice. Plus, the box was all done, was dank on our art. It just really was one of the best exclusives we've ever had.
Yeah, so, I mean, if it did that, that would be awesome. It would be really cool if they did some of the other, like, some of the other Beast Wars BotCon exclusives from the past. We got Pack Rat last year. I would love to see them do one of the aerial bots as Fractal. I mean, that would be awesome.
I could see that.
If they did one of the aerial bots as Pterosaur, I would lose my mind.
Yeah. Well, they could do a two-pack with Pterosaur, and it would be kind of nice to get us, because we got the Waspinator. Oh. We got the Waspinator in the 06 set with the Megatron, and they used the Machine Wars jet mold. But maybe if they used one of the Aerobot molds, it would be a little bit better, because that one Machine Wars jet mold, the cockpit will never fold down because of a design flaw.
Slingshot, you think? That could work.
If they did, like, so every year there's always a 3-set, except for last year where there was a 4-set. If they did Pterosaur, Fractal, and Laserbeak, that would be amazing.
Well, it had to be from the same mold, though, because they've said that. Because remember, 2 years ago,
but they're all based on the same flip changer mold, which is why that would work. They would all be the same Combiner Wars mold.
Yeah, it's just because the one year with the pirate set, when they tried the three different molds as the 3-pack, it wasn't as cost effective as doing the three same figures.
Yeah.
So, but the good thing is, like I said, with the Combiner Wars figures, there's a lot of potential if they keep that for the souvenir sets, or if they go to other molds just to give them a variety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So I think we've talked this topic to death. I mean, it's all speculation at this point.
Yeah.
So why don't we move on to to some of the better, or what you guys consider the best exclusives we've gotten from any Transformers convention in years gone by.
Nexus Maximus. I'm sorry, Prime. Nexus Prime.
Because somebody didn't bother to check Google to make sure that the name wasn't connected to something else.
Right.
Oops.
It's really scary that you're the person who brings this up too, Jim.
I collected the thing not for 5 years, and in each of those 5 years, as much as I wanted to like the set and the combiner as a whole, I was disappointed because each and every year, the figure would show up to my door in the box unopened. The box wasn't crushed or anything. You know, it was fine, but the figure inside was either chipped, cracked, had little like the spider web looking cracks all through the plastic. Even Landquake, which was the year two out of that combiner set, because it came inside of the translucent plastic tray, which all the rest of them were just in the bag, loose in the box. This one actually had the twist ties and the plastic tray, and it had the same issue. It was cracked and chipped too. I mean, ultimately, I think that set from the club, you know, when Fun Pub first took over, I think is what ultimately turned me off completely of translucent plastic unnecessarily on Transformers. Another example was like, I don't know if you remember the classic Sideswipe Sunstreaker. When you rotate the top of the car, the windshield, to get the head to come up, that mechanism inside the torso is translucent plastic for no apparent reason, and it busted too. I've just not had good luck with translucent plastic. I am not a fan of it.
I can see that. I mean, you reacted instantly when I said I want his wings to be translucent.
Yes. Yes, I am not a fan of its unnecessary usage. It's too fragile.
So I don't know if that counts as a convention exclusive, though. Those are the year freebies.
Well, yeah, I guess I was kind of blending the club with the convention, but
yeah,
the two kind of go hand in hand, really.
When you think about it, it's kind of like an exclusive because unless you join the club, you don't get them.
That's true.
Yeah, it is.
What about you, Brett?
Yeah, you've been quiet for a while.
You got nothing.
You have no favorite convention exclusive from years past.
not even RC or any of that.
Oh no, I don't like RC. If I had to pick any, probably that one.
Ah, the Action Master.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like that one. Hang wanted to see this one. I gave him the maces, but he didn't come with the mace.
Is that from the Optimus Primal figure? The Transmetal?
That's the Ultra Magnus.
Yeah.
Overload.
Well, he meant
the... No, I mean the maces are from... Sorry, the maces are from...
Yeah, the Transmetal.
What was his name? Something Sentinel or...
Sentinel Maximus.
Sentinel Maximus. And, here's the thing I didn't like. You ready?
Yeah, they go to the electronics.
Oh, there's no sound effects. Yeah, because they said it was cheaper, right?
Yeah.
For a more expensive toy.
Sure. But they remolded the face. But I'm pretty sure they did not remold, and I could be wrong, but I don't think that one was remolded. I don't have the... I don't think that was remolded.
The big head is remolded, isn't it? Isn't it the tiny head that's still the same, though?
That's what I just said. Are you listening or what?
I thought both of them are remolded.
Listening? What do you think this is?
This is your tiny head.
Yes.
Tiny head.
Looks the same. I thought that one was remolded.
Say hello to his little friend.
Wasn't it supposed to be Ape Link? It was supposed to invoke the optimal...
It'll be harder to tell, but...
Optimus Primal Head.
Guess what I do have?
Ape Link, was it?
Yeah.
I have that one.
Oh, okay.
Now, which, by the way... They kept it in.
Wait a minute. That's not regular Overload, is it?
No, this is the crystal one from the armor set.
Translucent.
Yeah, which I love. I'm sorry that you had such bad. Funny part is, you know how many of those sets I've had, and I've never had a problem. I think they sent them all to you.
Yeah. Hey, Brett.
I don't know why they insist on sending me crack.
Yeah. Hey, Brett. You and I in the same boat because I love the translucent. Remember last year? I got that Family Mart Clear Optimus when we at BotCon. As one of my holy grails for a long time, was it looks so beautiful in those clear, plastics.
Time's up.
I haven't opened it yet, and I'm afraid to, but it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
He's got it, doesn't he?
Because you're afraid it's going to shatter like nothing.
Well, I didn't like
clear plastic so much. I forgot it.
Podcast professionalism at its finest. Everybody take notes.
So dramatic, and then nothing turned up.
That one. Why would I have had this made? I love clear plastic.
You got the head robots. That was one of their chase figures, wasn't it?
No, I had them made it. I had to make this. This is mine.
I made this.
Sentinel Maximus' head is retooled. Or the little minicon.
I'm getting to it. Give me a minute. So that was the one that we did. That was our very first exclusive we had made. And I decided to go with clear plastic and make it red. And this is actually the first head robots that came with the gun. It was the first.
Yeah. Just be careful. Don't drop it. Otherwise, you'll end up with the shattered glass version.
Sorry, Jim. That's just your stuff.
Nah.
These are fine. And I've had hundreds of these.
So this is an exclusive thing? Was it like a con thing or something?
Yeah, it was my Mega Toy Fan Parts Party exclusive.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I forgot about that.
You know, the thing that got everyone into the exclusive figures, we were the first one to do it. I mean,
I remember that now.
See, I think everyone likes the look of translucent plastic. It's just everyone is afraid of translucent plastic.
That one didn't have a problem. You are correct. If you look, if I can get it to zoom in, can you see it? The head is different.
Yeah.
The small head was molded different. And of course, we all know the combiner head.
Because they made him look like Transmetal's Optimus Primal.
Right.
Because that's who Ape Link was.
Right there.
Yeah.
That's totally different. So yes. It was a good figure, and as I was telling the cast before, because he asked me, well, how'd you get that? When you went, what was OTFCC? What were the two?
Three
years
and four.
There? Huh?
Three and four.
Three and four. You ordered it in three, and you were supposed to get it before four, and you didn't get it. Then they said they'd have it at the show. They didn't have it at the show. Well, if you listened, they said, go over to your left when you went in the dealer room, and there was a book, and you had to confirm your address. But the truth of the matter was they didn't have anyone's address. They lost them all. So if you put your address in there, you got one, whether you paid for it or not. If you put your address in there, they sent you one.
Huh.
Now, I actually did pay for mine, and I did actually – it wasn't until later I figured it out because it was a blank book, and I found out later they lost all the records. So they just needed people to say, hey, I bought one, and they could mail it out. And it came in a real nice box, in the little mailer box, and – I got mine, no problem.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't go to 04. I went to BotCon 04 instead, where I got
both.
Yeah.
Got to share the love.
Yeah. Well, never mind. I'm bored.
That's a shame, though, because that was one of the main reasons they lost it, right? The brothers?
No. By that point,
that was by Glenn. This whole thing was Glenn.
Okay. This
was not Hartman's.
Yeah. Yeah, in 04, John and Carl had their last BotCon on the West Coast was where you got the Action Master breakdown from if you went to the dinner, the breakfast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is awesome.
It is. Even someone like me who doesn't care for Action Masters.
I love Action Masters.
That holds a special place in my heart.
That was a good one.
Action Masters are the best, man, seriously.
I had to pay out the nose for that damn thing because I didn't pay for the daggone breakfast. It was a breakfast, not a dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you didn't go to that?
No, I wasn't going to pay that for steak and egg, you know, bacon and eggs or whatever. And then when they came back, I was like, shoot. So I wound up buying one. The neat part was the guy that made it was there. He was there at the convention selling his custom figures. So... if, and I didn't hear of any later, I think there was a few, but if you had any problems, he would have fixed it on the spot.
Yeah. And I remember his custom Action Masters. They were pretty damn impressive.
Who was it, if I may ask?
Oh, I mean, I can't remember his name.
Hang on.
I thought Brett was going to pull out his phone.
CustomMasters.com.
Custom
Master. Yeah. Are they still in business? I've heard that name before.
I don't know if I've heard of that.
And Trans Repos is the one that did the sculpting.
Yeah, because see that breakdown uses the Euro only release Sideswipe. Of Sideswipe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And go price Action Master Sideswipe anytime soon.
Ain't cheap. Well, you if don't. I can get to it, it's up there.
Did you say it was custommasters.com?
Yes.
So that probably sounds familiar to you because that is his online handle is Prowlpants. I think he's pretty well known for his customs.
See that username I've heard.
Yeah.
See, that makes more sense because I was wondering why that business sounded familiar considering I don't follow customs very much.
Well, and the worst thing is I guess we'll have to save it for another show. But I've got up there, I've also got the Sideswipe, and there was something else up there. Oh, I actually have two other figures that were made by him. One of them is a Trailbreaker, and it is amazing. It's amazing. Action Master Trailbreaker. It's good. So he did really good work.
But does he have Force Field face?
Does he have what?
It's from the comic. It's Force Field face. It was a running gag in the comic that came with
I know what you're talking about. No, he does not.
All right, I'm going to go last. Who wants to go?
Well, I was going to add one more.
Oh.
Just one more. I only added this. This is just because we were talking about it before.
Oh, yeah.
My favorites, and it's really stupid.
No, it's not.
And I still need the other one. I think these are cooler than crap.
Oh, the Rodimus one?
Yeah, I don't have the Rodimus one.
What is it?
Now, what is
this? This was Botcon Japan 2000, and it's a G2 Megatron tank, and it's a you push it back and it rolls.
Oh, it's the Mega Q.
Yeah, but it doesn't transform.
Yeah, it doesn't transform. It's just like Hot Wheels with a little engine
inside.
And
they did one other, and I don't have it. But I also wanted to add one other thing, and there's a reason for this. We're sitting here talking about Botcon and this, that, and the other, and blah blah blah, and we do other conventions. I mean, they add another convention exclusives. And a buddy of mine went over to England to Auto Assembly and was able to purchase me the kit for Bad Cop.
Fun.
And I love it. It's a sticker set. And
so it turns the Beacon into Breakdown?
It Bad Cop. That's
or Dead End?
This Barricade, isn't it?
Barricade, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, but my goodness. I forgot about the movie since I got rid of those.
Look up there. Got a light bar.
Nice.
That's pretty sweet.
Got the stickers on the side that say Popo.
That's still one of the coolest figures in the last, you know.
And the neat thing was, it was like $30. It wasn't expensive.
That's awesome.
I actually have other ones that I like for different reasons, but there's so many. I'll just leave it at that.
Hey, Brett, just a totally off-tangent question. Is that a Thunder Shuttle behind you off to your right shoulder?
I was noticing that too.
Who, this?
Galaxy Shuttle.
It is.
Galaxy Shuttle. Okay, I thought it was Thunder Shuttle from Dag 1.
No, that's the real thing.
There's always something interesting in the background.
Yeah, I was just sitting over here.
Brett's disaster
zone. Yeah, just pull Galaxy Shuttle off like, oh, what's this? Okay.
The disaster feel that is the back of Brett's.
I know. I one of these days I'm going to get organized. And if you remember, it used to be this high. It's getting better.
Yeah.
It's getting better.
See, because see, the shells
it's kind of like Where's Waldo in the background. You never know.
I'm going to start doing that. I'm just going to, like, randomly I'm going to put a guy in there just doing something stupid. And
I just want to know where the Ewok went.
Oh, Eddie? He's in the other room.
He walked away.
I got too many complaints on him. But I did get one thing. I actually
Charger.
Hey, Don, are we going to talk about this past weekend, last?
I figure we would. Just
okay,
round
then
up.
I'll hold off on this until that. I did want to do one little, just little excerpt real quick. It has nothing to do with Transformers. Just curious if anyone else knew what yesterday was and knew where to go yesterday.
Yesterday was
and if you didn't get it, you missed out.
Yeah.
And the other thing is I didn't know this. Do you know why they picked that date? Found out later why they picked this date.
No, why?
That's Christopher Lloyd's birthday.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
I didn't know that. 77 years old.
Yep. Well, now, you know, what's interesting about exclusives is that a lot of them you can still find. Or, you know, for example, if you're looking for exclusives from TFCon, you could check out, say, CapturedPrey.com. You know, great toys, great prices, great service, CapturedPrey.com. And maybe someone else might have some earlier exclusives. Brett, you know who that might be?
Absolutely, I know who they are. I mean, I'm surrounded by it.
Of course, we're talking about Megatoy Fan. Maximize your collection with Megatoy Fan. Available at all great conventions and on Facebook.
Hold on, I got to finish it for him because it's driving him crazy. Oh. Minimize your costs.
Oh, I thought because you screwed it up so much last time.
I didn't realize we were using the whole thing. I thought we were just using the first part. Okay.
No, I actually, remember we did the little contest so you could come up with it? And
yeah.
Then they came up with the first part, and I don't remember who, someone on the cast came up with the last part, and I was like.
I forgot about that.
Sounds good.
Yep. So, you know, check out Captured Prey for a lot of exclusives as well. Check out Megamus for earlier BotCon exclusives as well. Mm-hmm. Never know what you'll find. Like us looking in the back. Looking in the background of his room, it's like, I need that.
I never know what I'm going to get.
See, he always pulls the stuff that I'm interested in off from like the side, and it's some funky colored Beast Wars figure I've never seen before.
Talk so much yourselves.
So, Hang, what about you? Convention exclusives? You got a favorite? Maybe an extreme hate.
I don't have that many convention exclusives. I have to admit, I've only been to one BotCon where I met Don, which was great. And before that, the only other Transformer convention I went to was something Australia, the only Transformer convention Australia actually ran, Ozformers in 2003. And they had four really cool exclusives, which are all repaints of the mini bots. As you know, they got re-released as keychains, the mini bots.
Yeah.
And all four of them got repainted to be new characters that like based off Australian references. Unfortunately, none of them made it in time for the convention. And the only ones that turned up were the repaints of Cliffjumper in blue colors. And so I picked up one because, yeah, I didn't have a permanent address at that point. And so I grabbed one because they were going to ship it out to everyone else. I'm like, yeah, I'll grab one then. And like, don't get me wrong, it was rough around the edges because it was hand-painted. But, you know, first Transformer convention.
Well, you know, that adds a little more to it as well, too, you know.
But I have to admit, if we're talking about convention exclusives that I really, really like, I really like, what's he called? The one that used to be a battle charger. Help me out here, guys. Helicopter and a car merged together. Not battle charger. Duocon.
The one
flywheels, from flywheels and battle trap.
Yeah, the one from this year's set, right?
Yeah. So because this could be just me because I really like the Springer / Sandstorm mode. And then when I got it, because Dawn helped me grab a one, I thought it was really fun. And I really enjoyed it. I really like the head sculpt. The colors are fantastic. And I think it's a really good representation of what if he just only had one. Like he became a triple changer in the end, combining both forms. At the same time, I really like Oil Master, but only for the Pretender show.
Oil Master was pretty good all around.
Oh, yeah. I guess one that I really hate that I have, Megazarak, which is a repaint of Super Link. Megazarak.
The one that came with
Caliburn.
Or Armada Megatron.
The other 2004 OTS is the exclusive that...
Yeah. So I picked it up because I quite liked the mold. But man, when I got it, something looked really... Like, I don't know, maybe it was the copy I got, but but the colors, or like the paint job, wasn't that good. And
maybe it was meant for Jim.
It was Jim's copy. It never got to him.
That's what it was. It was supposed to go to Jim.
Jim, Hang. They're so close. I can see how that would happen.
Well, sure. Well, there you go.
I mean, look at them. They can be twins.
Hang on.
We're attached to the hip. It's just a really, really long stretch of flesh. Yeah,
just like Danny DeVito and
Arnold.
Twins.
Arnold, yeah.
Oh, that's exactly what I was thinking when I made the joke.
We know which
one. We're on the same page, Don. Me and you.
And despite what you might think, I'm not a tumor.
Oh. So, hey, did you have any other exclusive that you love or hate? Anything else you want to add to it?
Probably not. Though, like I said, I don't have that many exclusives. And unless Don's able to get me a set and I have the money for it, I don't normally try to get any of the BotCon stuff. I mean, yes, it is this set. I sold the ones that I wasn't interested in, which were Megatron and Shatterglass Stepper. I think was the other one. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think
a lot of people like Shatterglass Stepper, to be honest.
Like, unless you collect, you want to collect all Shatterglass, which, from what I've heard, is actually not that easy. I can't bring myself to like kind of make the effort.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's an amazing mold, though.
I've got the Jazz. Yeah. Like two versions of the Jazz. Yeah.
I wanted an orange, the problem with him is if I wanted an orange version, I would make the effort to hunt down GDO Wheelie.
which you would not think works on that mold, but it works on so many levels.
Mm-hmm. It's really good, weird, I have to admit. Amazing, you know, use of that
little
mold.
Slingshot. It even has the slingshot, which is like, wow, I didn't expect that to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael, you want to go or have you already gone?
I haven't gone yet, so I fall in the same boat. I don't have the BotCon exclusives I've gotten. I have Cindersaur from the G2 set. I have the Skybite from the G2 set, and then I got all the Beast Wars molds from this year. But I mean, I really loved the War Rooters that came out this year. I mean, having four just funky colored, amazing Waspinators, I love them. I mean, they just pop on my shelf. So, I mean, those have, of the ones I have, which is very limited selection, those are definitely my favorite. Especially the white one, it's so beautiful. It's just right there, and it just pops. White and pink. But, I can't go very much into like, you know, what I hate or what I really love because I don't have a lot of experience with it. That's pretty much it.
Okay. That's it.
That white and pink drone, the more I look at it, the more it just reminds me of some Good and Plenty's.
Well, for me, exclusives through the years, I've got so many of them. It's just probably for BotCon in general, it's going to be 2001's RC and Tychotron. I think that is two of the strongest BotCon exclusives we've ever gotten. I think they're great figures. The packaging is great. As a set, I think that's two of the strongest figures. In the FunPub years, probably the G2. Is my favorite set that they've done. Again, being G2. One of the ones that holds the most sentimental value for me, though, is going to be 84 Breakdown. I mean, not 94 Breakdown, the G2 Breakdown, because that kind of just symbolizes it started there. And that just holds a lot of sentimental value for me for exclusives. What I hate about exclusives is when you have like San Diego and you have Mattel and they do four versions of green of Hal Jordan in the various colors of the core and they only make 500 of this one, 500 of that one, 500 of the other, and 1500 in green. It's like
and they're not all at San Diego.
Yeah, but it's just that's usually where you see the most stupid way. I mean, it's like they know people want these. They know there's going to be tons of people trying to get these. Making it limited for a convention exclusive, I understand that. But not in these super small numbers where everybody is going to be frustrated. And you have to have a raffle to get in line to be chosen for the next line. And there's another raffle to buy one. And even then, you're not guaranteed getting one. You know, there's being exclusive, and then there's just making your fans jump through hoops.
So what you're saying is there's being exclusives and there's being retarded.
I was going to say there's being exclusive and being elusive.
And it's just stupid.
You don't want to jump in hoops for the or through hoops for the Knights of Unicron set.
If I had one, that's just it. Going to the con means you should be able to get something that's very hard to get because you made the time, the effort, you put down the money. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But if you're there and you have no chance of almost, like I'm saying, I wanted all four of the Green Lantern Hal Jordans, except for green, so three of them really. Mm-hmm. They were going for $80 and $100 aftermarket because they made so few for that many people going to San Diego the year before or after when they had the Wonder Twins set. They had so few Gleeks to go with the Wonder Twins set. You'll have to, for those of you too young, just look up Wonder Twins, look for Space Monkey Gleek. That the odds of you getting a Gleek were almost negligible because they barely had enough sets to go around for the Wonder Twins. And getting one of the polybag Gleeks was almost impossible. So don't make your exclusives to the point where people don't want to do it. That's not the point. It's to get people excited, not depressed. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'll leave that there because I think Brett wants to talk about something about this last TFCon.
I thought you did.
Well, I know you do too.
Oh, well, the one thing I was going to talk about was...
I was glad to let you start.
I'll just come right out with it. When Don came up to me, this is the first thing, and Don knows where I'm going with this, and I was like on the fence of buying these guys.
I was not trying to be an enabler.
He was.
No, I was trying to be friendly.
I'm doing this, all right? I'm like, did you tell me Sunday? It was Sunday, wasn't it?
It was Sunday around noon, maybe 10:30, 11, somewhere through there.
And I'm like, I have spent $100 this whole convention.
Okay. Tell them what you got, though. Tell them what you got.
No.
Okay, all right.
No. Anyway, I spent $100, and then I was all happy because I hadn't spent that much money. And he said, man, have you thought about getting this set? That's the Dino King set.
No, the not Dino King.
What is that? Saurus?
Saurus Ryuo.
I couldn't see it for the glare, but
Ryuo. I can't pronounce all of them.
Dinosan.
Let's put you this way. All three of them. All right, and you angle it, whatever. There you go. All right.
Yeah.
And I'll let Don tell me why I got it. Why did I get it?
Because they were selling the set of three for $160.
And I was on the fence about buying them. That's basically for getting – that's like getting this guy for $20, the big one.
Huh.
I was just like, yeah. Don, take me. We ran over there.
One thing.
Not only did I buy one, I kind of convinced him to buy a set.
Yeah. Don't ever say the words "Don" and "take me" in the same sentence like that again. It gives bad connotations.
I'm not your cat. Only to Jim. Only in private, Brett. Gosh.
I'm not your cat. You only say that to your cat. All right. The only other thing that I got as a gift. With this. This is probably going to be really hard to see.
You got some...
wrapping paper?
Wrapping paper.
Wallpaper!
I was going to say post-it.
Well, it's like wrapping paper, but for the inside of a box.
No, this is actually wallpaper. From the UK. Vintage. How still wrapped.
Wow.
The roll of it. He just gave it to me.
You going to put that on one of your walls?
Well, that's what he said. I said, now I got to do something with it. Damn it. It's more work. So that was one of my favorite things about the show. There was a couple other things. But as far as purchasing, wasn't one of my big purchasing shows. I did come away with a couple of nice things. But it just really there wasn't a whole lot there that I wanted. The Fear Rex, the black one. I looked at that, but what was it, $480, something like that?
Yeah.
Couldn't justify it.
Nero Rex,
yeah. Well, John DeLuna has the Feral Rex version. He says it's an absolutely great set.
Oh,
of
I
bones.
Have the Feral Rex.
Oh, yeah, you got. That's right. Yeah, I forgot you got the Feral Rex.
I went with Mastermind, and I love it. It's not a bad mold at all, and it would be a wonderful addition. But for a repaint,
yeah,
I just couldn't see dropping the money.
Yeah, for me, not having it, that repaint hit home a lot closer than I ever thought a Predaking would.
I would have. If I didn't have this one, I would have probably jumped on it.
But the problem is, though, I don't want a new Predaking more than I want that new Lyokaiser coming out. So I'm looking kind of...
But remember what I told you? One of the most appealing factors to me was it's a gift set.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about the... what'd you call it? Nero Rex?
Yeah,
it's a gift set, which... I really wish they quit doing this one-at-a-time crap and put out a gift set at the beginning and just be done with it.
Yeah. Now, since you and I were there, I think one of the other convention exclusives we can talk about, because it's on the same line, are the shells for...
Yeah.
The
shells. I know Duron got one of them.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else...
I had one in my hands, but I put it down and walked away.
My big problem was is they were like $80.
Yeah.
And basically there's no articulation. It's literally just a shell with a top that opens up so you can put one of these guys in there.
Yeah.
And the only other thing they did out of the goodness of their hearts is they put a little slit at the top so that when you don't have the robot in there, you can use it as a piggy bank.
Plus also the figures can ride on top.
Yeah, they have little plugs so they can write on top.
Yeah, this is the one thing I love and hate about this not Dino King is I really wanted the shells because when you have Dino King, you kind of got to have the shells because it's part of the
that's part of it. You're
being
right.
Dino King.
Well, but, he's a pretender and you have to have the shells.
Yeah, but with the cost of the shell creation on a more limited production run. Because they can't use the same shells from Instructor.
Right.
It wouldn't work. The shells look like they're going to be convention-only exclusives at about $70 each.
Were they 70 or 80? Were they 70?
I want to say 70, and there's six of them.
Well, that's one of the factors. I had three factors in mind. One was, of course, cost. That's a lot of money. Two, it takes up a crap load of space.
Oh yeah, that
and
would
I,
be...
as you can tell, I have a ton of space here.
Time for that extra wing or extra room.
So that's that. And then the third thing is my luck. I'll get five of them, and they'll decide to do the sixth one in like Japan, only exclusive.
Yeah.
And then I'll have to wind up paying two or three times as much. So yeah.
And
I can help you pay that.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It'll wind up being a show that I don't go to, and I'll have to give secondary market where it'll cost me even more.
Right.
So that six times eight's, $480 will now wind up costing me $560,
And the thing of it is, this is the kind of convention exclusives you can't be mad at the people making them for doing this.
Oh, no, that's smart.
I mean, you know, you literally, it's so easy to see how short run, high production costs, and it's just not something everyone's going to be able to do, but that's the best way for them because there's very limited reuse of these molds. Now, I will say this. I do hope after all six shells are done, and they've got, if they need to get more money out of this run, they can do a Kickstarter. Like, you pony up half of the money up front, you can pay on the rest. Sorry, Massey was in my lap. I gave everybody a Massey shot. So hopefully you'll be able to get, granted, as big as those shells were, though they were, be very hard to ship in a set of six, because they would be huge boxes to ship in a gift set.
That's the other thing. I mean, you sit here and look at this, and I didn't open mine yet, but here's, I wish I, okay, here we go, just because I have it right here. Okay, here's G1 Astro Train. Okay, let me back here. Okay, here's one of the guys. Okay, do you see about the size?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you would think the shells would be, you know, whatever. These shells are massive. The shells are bigger than this box. I mean, they're huge.
So yeah,
they're almost unnecessarily huge.
They did that because the only thing I could think of is so they could charge the $70 to $80, whatever it is.
Well, it's not,
that's fine.
Yeah,
but they're big. They're huge.
But I mean, if you're going for the full Dino King experience, this would give you these beautiful painted, gorgeous shells. Everything could fit inside of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not something I felt like chasing after right now.
Were they like rubber? They were like hard rubber.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking that
they were plastic.
Maybe they were so huge. Because I've seen some pictures of them, and it looks like they're pretty thick.
Oh,
the shell.
Yeah.
I tell you what they were like.
I would imagine someone's that is so that it doesn't dry rot and just become brittle in the future.
If anyone's ever held the Shogun Warriors, the jumbos, if you squeeze on them, they'll do a little, but they're pretty sturdy.
Yeah.
That's kind of what this was. It wasn't a soft plastic, but it was kind of like a bendable, pliable plastic. I mean, they weren't bad. They weren't bad by any means.
No,
for the price, for the space, they were unnecessary.
Yeah, it's a bit more like vinyl, right?
Yeah, and
vinyl.
Yeah, but if you're talking like a vinyl, like
yeah, I guess they were
Godzilla figures. If you're talking like a vinyl Godzilla figure, it's more of a hard, like rubber.
Yes, but you could squeeze it and it would give some.
Yeah. So there's exclusives we love, exclusives we hate that don't make any sense. There's exclusives that are just done wrong.
And there's exclusives that we missed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Prime. Remember that?
Which Prime?
The Alligator Con.
Oh, I know. I got one.
You didn't get one.
Sorry.
I didn't want one. A buddy of mine wanted one, and I went, oh, I'll get it. And I went back there and gone.
I mean, there's a chance for an official version now, so.
Yeah.
I'm not into the classic molds, and that's more of a classic design. But I looked at it, and he let me, you know, look at it and everything. It looked really neat. I mean, it looked like a good, solid figure. But that was one of the exclusives that sold out pretty quick.
Yeah, and the other one was the Valar.
Is that the gun?
No, that was the Not Swoop with the die clone.
Yeah, but that didn't sell out until Sunday.
Yeah.
Because I went over there Sunday and talked to him about it. And a buddy of mine really wanted it. And I'm like, is this the same one they had at Toronto? And he said, yes. And, of course, my buddy said, no, I already picked that one up, so I didn't have to pick it up. So they still had that. But the Alligator sold out Saturday. And I want to say Which one is it that turned into the rifle?
Cygnus.
I think that one sold out too. But I'm not sure of that one. But that was actually one of the cheaper of the sets, aside from the shell. Because it was like, I want to say it was like $65-70.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of the Decepticon Justice Department.
The DJD.
Yeah, the DJD. Yeah.
So, I mean, and that's what, that's the difference, in my opinion, from, and I'll give you the pros and cons on this real quick. Just a little bitty side note about like official conventions like BotCon and then the fan-run conventions like TFCon. At BotCon, you kind of knew how much you were going to spend. You knew how many figures to look for, and you knew when you had them all. So for someone that goes to the grocery store with a list, gets everything off their list and gets out of there as quick as possible, that's wonderful. TFCon's more for the guy that goes in there to buy shampoo and then walks out with like two grocery carts because they need stuff they didn't know they needed. And because you don't really know what all is going to be there until you get there. What exclusives, what like, you know, special exclusive pricing. You don't know until you get there. I don't know if I even knew all the exclusives that were there. To be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I mean, we knew about the TFCon exclusives themselves.
Right.
When you registered, we knew about those, but we didn't know all the stuff that the Fans Project representatives had right. with them.
We knew about the Neo Rex. We knew about that. We, of course, Don, didn't know about the special pricing on these. We knew about the shell on this one, I thought. I thought that was not a surprise because I remember reading about that. But I want to say there was at least one or two surprises of stuff that we didn't know. But even so, it's not like you can just go to TFCon and they'll list it all.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go to, you know, Fans Project, TFC, whatever. You have to go to all these websites to see what they're offering for that show. So it's just a little bit more work.
So who is it that's saying they didn't go? Raise your hand. I thought you were serious with your Nexus Prime.
That was the club thing.
Go ahead.
Go.
Lose some plastic tangent.
You want to go?
No. No. As far as BotCon exclusives, for the brand proper, I want to say that the Dawn of Futures Past set I think really knocked it out of the park.
I wish I could have that set.
Yeah, the Megatron was outstanding. The Waspinator really impressed me with the flip changer from Machine Wars. That was Machine Wars, right? Not a Cyberjet.
Yeah, well, yeah. Correct. It was unreleased too, right? Or was it
Sky Wars?
Yeah, Beast Wars Neo.
Beast Wars Neo, then switched to Machine Wars, and then
yeah. Well, that
more
that
hard times, but go ahead.
And I got to say, that Dinobot, I really like that Dinobot. I never did get the set, but just looking at him in person, that was just an amazing set.
Let me tell you one thing about the Dinobot. Guess what he suffers from?
Cold plastic syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Very badly. Very badly.
Like translucent plastic.
If you do get one, be very careful. If you know anything about that mold, there's two little... They're like slots that the legs yep. plug into.
Yep.
They'll shatter.
Don't ever open it.
It'll shatter.
So that's unfortunate. I love that mold. And I always love that.
I was going to ask you, Jim, just because you brought it up. Why did you like it? Why do you like it? I mean, you sat there and you're basically saying not that you just like Dinobot, but you're saying that you like the whole set.
Well, Well, I thought, you know, the molds that they chose really lent themselves to representing those characters in some really decent and interesting ways. For instance, the Cybertron Crumple Zone that they used on Optimus Primal was just stellar as far as the proportions, having the larger arms and the shorter stubby legs. It really gave it a kind of a gorilla feel. And
let me see if I can find it. But go ahead.
Yeah, but yeah, the Cybertron Crumple Zone mold just really worked well. It popped. And then the Armada Hoist, was it? That mold that they used for Metabot?
Yeah,
just the claws. It was, I mean, granted, it's kind of a stretch, but it was kind of reminiscent of the Dino Head, kind of like Beast Wars Megatron had the Dino Head on the arm. I think that's kind of what they were going for when they chose that mold. And the Cybertron Clocker mold that they used, Clocker Swerve, they used for Tigertron and Cheetor. You had the details on the chest plate that were really, really reminiscent of the eyeballs from the old Cats.
Get to the best one.
Oh, goodness. Megatron seems to be one that a lot of people like.
He's talking about Rat Trap.
I love that one. Even though it was a motorcycle, I loved it. I dug it.
I don't know. It was okay. It was different having it as a motorcycle.
Yep.
And I appreciate what they were trying to do. Just, I don't know.
There's a guy, and it was on Facebook, and I know you had to have seen it. He had just done a custom pre-Beast Wars Primal out of that Crossovers Hulk mold.
Really?
And I was going to get a picture. It was that's what it should have been. It would have been phenomenal if I could just find it. But it was really good.
Don just posted something that just broke my heart.
I'm sorry. I had no idea.
Oh, they go for a lot.
Pass box set for $1,200.
I had no idea they were going for that much.
Well, sometimes you can get them down a little bit, but they're still going to cost you every bit of $800.
Sure. Yep. Sure. That would explain. There's a guy in the Australian forums who's posted it for like 900 and something, which would make so much more sense now that I'm looking at it.
Right. I mean, that's in this market, that's not bad. I wouldn't pay it, but I mean, you know.
No, I agree. I wouldn't pay it either.
Another nice feature about
if I had it sitting around, I would totally pay it.
Yeah. Another nice feature about the Dawn of Futures Past set is even though they're not Combiner Wars molds or in any capacity, they would still be kind of a nice complement to the upcoming Predacus combiners that we talked about earlier in the cast.
Well, let me ask you, Jim, getting back to it. So you're saying that you like the whole set and because you like the characters. Here's what I'm thinking. It is a very much liked set. It's actually probably the number one most wanted set now, not to coin a phrase off last year's or this year's box set.
Yeah.
But it is. It used to be the Jets, but because they screwed that up,
right,
dropped that down. And then even Shattered Glass has fallen in second place compared to Dawn of the Future Past. And I think, in my opinion, the main reason was the idea was solid.
Mm-hmm.
It was very cohesive. It was very uniformed. And in my opinion, it was just absolutely luck that they had those particular molds to pick from. It just fell in perfectly with their theme.
The stars aligned just right with that one, and ultimately the set just popped.
It is the best set they've ever done.
It was a smart move. And as far as exclusives that weren't exclusive to BotCon proper, but like independent conventions, one set that comes to mind was I believe it might have been a Mega Toy Fan Captured Prey thing, the KFC cassette mm-hmm. tapes, the not Squawk Talk, not Beast Box. I had the G1 tapes as a kid, so I really appreciated those updated versions of them. I was quite fond of those. Yes. Those are some fine figures.
Yep.
and I actually picked those up. It was SlagaCon 2013 is when I picked those up. Actually, I picked them both up from you there at your booth.
Yep.
But since I brought up SlagaCon, that reminds me. Probably my last favorite convention exclusive would be one I had a loose hand in the creation of was the Creo the Guardian robot and not Scorponok figures. There were plenty of Creo bricks that I donated to that cause.
Well, I was really, really trying to, and I'm still looking. I was going to pay a little note to Chad, and I have Chad? A picture of it. I have a picture of it somewhere in here.
Which one? Well, which one?
I don't have the not Scorponok one, but I have.
Hold on.
Somewhere.
Well.
maybe. Almost. Yeah, I'll just grab the blue one. The blue one's closest. I've got the regular Omega Supreme colored one too, but this is the City Commander or not?
I have.
Was it City Commander or?
It was the drone.
I have the prototype builds.
Yeah, that one. And I thought these were really original and really neat, and they're perfect scale to other Creo figures. They work really well.
Yeah. I managed to get the prototype builds of
no fair.
Both of them.
No fair.
Yeah, it's these things are really cool.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I had the Omega Sentinel and Omega Supreme. But I don't.
I wanna.
You might be able to find them on the secondary market.
Yeah. Alright,
someday.
My pictures are like my room. I can't find anything.
You just have too much stuff.
I have tons and tons of pictures.
You should donate some Strange Beast Wars things to somebody.
Well, whenever you go to straightening up that
room. Not only do you like Strange Beast Wars stuff.
But whenever you get around to straightening up that room, Brett, let us know if you run across Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh, I'm sure he's in here somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I think we've run our course on our lovely little topic tonight. So I think it's time that we're going to go ahead and say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Because Megaman has to sleep.
I got to go bed. I go bed bye.
So one last sign off to our good people. Starting with Don.
Bye, Don.
Hang.
Bye, guys.
Jim.
I didn't do it.
And Megamus.
Bye, Don.
This has been an episode of Transformers for your listening pleasure. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at TFYLP and you join our Facebook group. You just search Transformers for your listening pleasure. You'll find us. You'll get approved. You can come have wonderful conversations about Red Predacon Generals. So we will... see you next time. Have a good one.
Later, y'all.
Kreb. His name is Kreb.
This has been Transformers for your listening pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.